People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hello and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. This is Neil Borate from the Mint Money team. India is shortly about to see the launch of its first silver ETF by ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund starting 5th of Jan. A number of other mutual fund houses have also filed for silver ETFs. So ETFs or exchange-traded funds are mutual funds which seek to track the price of something. In this case, a commodity, silver. They will hold physical silver. And so when you buy units of the ETF, there are physical bars of silver backing those units. Of course, there is an expense ratio, which by regulations is capped at 1%. And you can buy and sell ETF units on stock exchanges through your DMAT and trading account, just like any other stocks. So now let's turn to silver as a commodity. The first question that most of you will have is, if I already have gold in my portfolio, as many Indians do, do I really need silver? The answer is, to an extent, yes, because although both of them are precious metals, the drivers of demand for silver are very different from the drivers of demand for gold. Gold has drivers like jewelry or ornaments demand, demand from central banks, investment demand, and safe haven demand. When there's calamity in the world, people rush into gold. Silver is perceived very differently. Yes, silver is used in jewelry. And yes, silver is also an investment product. But a huge chunk of silver's demand, about half, comes from industrial use. And within industrial use, electrical appliances are the largest component. And that is where the story gets more interesting because, for example, electric vehicles or solar panels, etc., could drive silver demand going forward. So to answer the question in short, the demand for gold and the demand for silver is quite different. And therefore, their prices also move quite differently. So a measure that tracks the price of gold against the price of silver is called the gold to silver ratio. And in fact, that is used as a short-term indicator of whether you should buy gold or silver. So when the ratio peaks, it means that gold is valued quite highly compared to silver. And so if you are a contrarian, then you should buy silver rather than gold. So that ratio peaked in March, April 2020, when there was a COVID-induced correction, when COVID first hit the world and there was a flight to safety into gold. Now, the second key question that you would have is silver a hedge against inflation? Inflation is topmost in our minds and people turn to gold as a hedge against inflation. So naturally, you would ask, is silver also a hedge against inflation? The answer, unfortunately, is not very much. So if you look at the 10-year price history of silver, Silver was slightly below $30 an ounce at the start of 2012. It is now around $23 an ounce. So actually, the return of silver over the past 10 years has been negative. And therefore, in this 10-year period, it has not been a good hedge against inflation. Now, that doesn't mean to say that it can never be a good hedge. If you look at even longer term returns, you might find some comfort there. But for a lot of investors, you know, a 10-year failure to beat inflation is a big issue. Now, let us get some expert opinions on the question of, is silver a good investment? Folks, so to understand silver as an investment better, we have Rushabh Desai from Rupee with Rushabh Investment Services. Hi, Rushabh.
Hi, Anil. Thanks for having me on our show.
Now, Rushabh, in terms of who is silver ETF meant for and how much weight should it occupy in an investor's portfolio? What would you say?
So silver ETFs are not meant for all investors. They are meant for investors who understand the silver market and the silver price momentum. It is meant to take tactical bets. It's not a consistent performer. It's a very volatile and a cyclical product. It's more volatile and cyclical than gold. So tactical bets like purchasing at low prices and selling at high prices will be better rather than holding the product for a longer period of time.
And what kind of weight should it occupy in an investor's portfolio?
Typically, 5 to 15% is the ideal weight in one satellite portfolio for precious metal. Out of that, up to maximum 5% weight can be given to silver.
Right. Thank you so much, Rushabh.
Thank you, Neil.
So there you have it, folks. Silver is not the same as gold. It has very different drivers of demand. And so it should not be used interchangeably with gold. When it comes to being a hedge against inflation for extended periods of time, silver has proved that it cannot fulfill that role. And as experts say, silver then is essentially a tactical play on economic recovery rather than a long-term asset in your portfolio.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write into us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.